very pleased and honored to have with us this evening Governor George McMahon. Governor McMahon, just stand up and take a bow. If you will, please, sir. Stand up and take a bow. He has just issued an executive order. He has to get back from Long Beach sometime tonight. And the order was to conclude this meeting by 9 p.m. I've talked him into modifying that to about 9:30. So if you all cooperate, all of you speakers, we'll all get you out of here by about 9:30 this evening. Fair enough? Say yes. Okay. Okay. Many of you have had the pleasure of reading the bios in the Met News of the three honorees, and one of the honorees, Gretchen Nelson, has been soaring with an eagle all of her life. Her dad, who is here tonight, is a former Navy test pilot and also a lawyer. But Gretchen has been soaring with her father for years. This evening, we are all going to be soaring with eagles, both the honorees and the presenters. And I'm very, very pleased and honored at this time to present to you the presenters. First of all, I'm going to ask Michael Antonovich, the Honorable Michael Antonovich, Supervisor of L.A. County, to come forward and present some awards to the honorees. Michael?
Thank you very much, Larry, and it's a pleasure to be here and to see our governor who remains young and strong, because he's got a great lady next to him who's the real iron horse, Gloria. Well, tonight we want to make three presentations. First one to a man that was a commissioner that I had appointed for a number of years to the Judicial Procedures Commission and a good friend. Also a television host on a wonderful cable program that gives you the news that you don't read about in the LA Times. That's fair and balanced. And that's Lee Albert, his beautiful wife, Arlene. Our next individual is a person I had not known, and that's Gretchen Nelson, who is the person of the year for the LA Bar Association president. And this is the man who gave his charisma to George Duke Machian so he became elected governor, and that's Bob Filipposian. Robert. And the one thing I learned in politics is KISS. Keep it short, stupid. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. Speaking of the press being accurate, there was an interesting headline in a local newspaper. You heard about waterboarding, and the headline says, Mayor puts prominent lawyer on waterboarding. That's Lee Alford. That's a headline in the competing newspaper. In Bob Filipposian's bio, it refers to Steve Cooley as one of Bob's oldest friends. And is that based upon your long-term friendship or your longevity? So, Mr. Attorney, come forward, please, and make the presentation, if you will. Steve Cooley.
Tremendously exquisite evening. does not get much better than this. You're just great, and this event is terrific every year. So thank you very much. My scrolls are here someplace. I'll find them in a minute. I must tell you, I've been to many of these events, and they're always great. But between you and me, I miss our old MC, Bob Filipposian. We'll give you a shot, but Bob Filipposian and I have been friends since 1974. I joined the office in 1973. Bob and I walked up to parking lot 20 where the cathedral is now. He recruited me to join the Association of Deputy DAs, which I did. We've been friends ever since. So I know him, maybe not intimately, but very, very well. Lee Cannon Alpert. Lee and I became friends in a nanosecond after I beat Gil Garcetti in the primary 2000. He was a strong supporter of Gil, and then he became a strong supporter of mine. He's a very smart guy. Well, thank you. I don't know Gretchen. Where is Gretchen? Gretchen, raise your hand. Well, obviously, if I'm re-elected next June, I should get to know Gretchen. You know, Gretchen, I don't know you. I read about you in the Met News, which I read every once every 3 or 4 weeks. But I will tell you, I know Lee Cannon Alpert and Bob Filipposian enough to know that among the three persons a year, you are the best. So what are all three of us here together? And a group picture. I'll give you the scroll from the LA County DA's office.
I've noticed for a long time, and I didn't realize
why I saw him everywhere I went. And as we researched it, boy, I found out if you want to accomplish something in the state of California, you better go to Bob. But not only that, if you want to stop somebody else from doing something, you better go to Bob. I met Lee on the commission on judicial procedures in LA County for the first time. And, of course, a very accomplished person. I thought I had a resume until I read Lee's. When I read Lee's, I said, my God, I don't even have the right to present him anything. But when I listened to him personally and about his family, and my God, again, just like the others, decent, extraordinary, and we're very fortunate to count him among our members. Lawyers get a bad rap, but we shouldn't. With these three, we should put them out there and the public would see what we really stand for. Come on up, Lee.
Thank you, Michael. I'd like next to call upon Jeanette Myers, who is the president-elect of the LA County Bar Association. Jeanette.
Well, unlike everyone else, I had a very lengthy speech. So I feel bad now, so I'm not going to read my speech. But I am here to present the LA County Bar Association plaque to Gretchen Nelson. Gretchen's going to present the plaque to the other two awardees, but while I'm here, let me certainly congratulate both former District Attorney Robert Filibosian and Lee Albert on this award. I want to tell you a little bit about Gretchen before I present the award, because I think you should know these things. First of all, most of you probably don't know, but some of you do. The Los Angeles County Bar Association is the largest voluntary bar association in the country. And Gretchen comes to the presidency not because she's such a great gal, not because she's a cowboy lawyer, but because she's worked... so tremendously hard through her work in the litigation section of the county bar and as she's worked up through the trustee position and as well as the officer position. This year, and I'm going to sit down real quickly, I just want to tell you about the tremendous things that Gretchen has going on. She's so committed to the Bar Association and to the process of justice that we all really are committed to, and we all have to sort of bring ourselves back in our everyday practice of law to why we became lawyers. But she's committed to four really important things. One, diversity in the profession. Two, retention of women in the legal profession, which is becoming a real problem. Three, the whole Grand Avenue project, and that is the retention of both the civil and criminal courts in the downtown Los Angeles area. That's a big issue with us. And finally, Gretchen is committed to the mental health area. That is the development of mental health courts, given the problem that we have in the Los Angeles area. So those are the four things she's doing this year with the Bar Association, and I want everybody to know that. She's a fabulous person, and although many times she has to tell me, Jeanette, it's not your way, but it's everybody's way, because it's the one thing that I've had to deal with. And we have to learn that everybody has a right to express their opinions. And that's one of the things that I'm learning from Gretchen. She is a fabulous leader. She's led us all through a tremendous year, and she's brought us back to where we should be. And that is a great love and respect of each other. I am so tremendously thrilled that I've had the opportunity to work under Gretchen. I think that our association at Table 15 and Table 7, we've incorporated both our trustees and our officers, and of course our fabulous executive director, Stuart Forsythe, and his wife, Mary. So, on behalf of 25,000 members of the Los Angeles County Bar Association, its officers, its staff of over 90, and our executive director, Gretchen, we love you, we respect you. Joanne and Roger, you got this one right.
Is very embarrassing, not true. It's the LA County Bar that has gotten me where I am, and Danette and all of the board members. I have to tell you that this is actually kind of fun because I get to get up here twice. I get to first give not the Brooks Brothers bag. I get to give an award to Bob Pelosi, who is an extraordinary man. I will tell you all that there is no one finer in this county. There is no one who is more committed to this county. There is no one who is more committed to everything that is just than Bob Pelosi. And it's my pleasure on behalf of the LA County Bar to give him this plaque. Former president of the San Fernando Bar Association. He is an extraordinary man, and I must confess that one of the greatest things about becoming involved in bar organizations is the opportunity to get to meet people all around this county, all around the state, and it was a great pleasure to get to meet Ed Lee. He invited Bob and I to an amazing lunch where he put together such a terrific and warm and friendly opportunity for us to get to know each other. I am incredibly impressed by him. He really is a true and honorable member of this whole county, and we all deserve to give him great thanks for everything he has done for all of us. So please leave. Tarzana Hospital, and that's a measure of Lee's involvement in the community that they are here.
Gretchen, I've known Lee for many, many years, as Lee knows, and the question I have is, was that a no-host lunch? Speaking of knowing people for a long, long time, a man that I admired when I was a little kid is going to come up next. His name is John Peter Beckwith. He's on the State Bar Board of Governors. He's the Vice President of the State Bar of California and one of my idols. I grew up knowing him and respecting him, and I still do, even though he's getting kind of old.
He knows him, Joey.
All the good stuff's been said and taken. I think almost everything that can be said has been said by those who know what they're saying. But it's my pleasure on behalf of the State Bar to recognize three of its members who have attained much and reflect exceedingly well on our profession. I've known Gretchen since, I think, 1984, when she walked in the door and we interviewed her. We didn't let her go, and then she finally did go. But Gretchen is one of those unusual individuals who has it all and did it all for us at our old firm. I've met Lee Alpert through various bar meetings, Lee has a thriving practice in the San Fernando Valley, yet he makes time for involvement in civil affairs, as you have heard, and in philanthropic enterprises. Bob Philibosian really doesn't need an introduction. He was a great DA here and has reached the top of his career in both civil and in criminal law. All three are revered by our colleagues for their industriousness, ability, integrity. So I would ask them to come forward, and I have these scrolls from the State Bar, and then we'll have a photo op. Ladies, first.
You don't get one of those.
I don't want one.
Oh, yeah.
I usually just get a joke from you guys.
Okay, we have to look at this. Oh, come on. I want to stand next to the regular size people. New York Times?
John, you said you wanted to stay next to regular sized people. John, you are a giant. Okay? Does that make you feel better?
I feel better.
Okay, great. The next awardee is a dear friend of mine, Steve Zuliger, who is the presiding judge of the L.A. Superior Court. When I was a new judge sitting out in the criminal courts building, he's going to use this as a straight line for me, but I knew nothing about criminal law. And I called upon Steve from time to time. Late in the evening, he's a brand new judge. He's the only guy left in the building. He wasn't too smart. 6:37 p.m., I called about needing some advice on a case I was doing. He came down to my chambers. I didn't have to go up to his. And he bent my ear for half an hour, and told me what to do. I did the contrary, and I did okay. So my pleasure to present Steve Zuliger, representing you.
For those of you keeping score, I am the cleanup batter. It's always a pleasure to attend this wonderful event. It's always a pleasure to know that Joanne Grace has been working so hard for so long to pull this together. It's also a pleasure to have three exceptional lawyers, and I guess I'm one of the folks here that actually personally knows all three of the honorees here tonight. I'm especially pleased to be recognizing these three honorees on behalf of the entire Los Angeles Superior Court. I have to say I have one reservation about one of the honorees, Bob Philibosian. I do that because when Roger called me and told me that Bob was going to be one of the honorees, and then he followed up with Larry Crispo is going to be the MC, I said, how about if we make Larry the honoree and then Bob can continue as the MC? And I had to write this down because Roger stopped and he thought about it and he said, we have standards at the Met. Sorry, Larry. I did my best for you. I really did stand up for you. You can tell Larry and I go back a few years. The first of the honorees is Lee Alpert. When I became the presiding judge a year ago, Lee was actually one of the first people to call me up and offer support and offered to take me to lunch and said, what is it that I can do to help you? This is going to be a tough job. We had lunch together, and so I can honestly say I honestly appreciate his offer of help, his early support, and my first free lunch as the presiding judge. I will appreciate that. Your timeliness was wonderful. You were clearly a community leader, clearly a member of the bar that is most respected. On behalf of the entire Los Angeles Superior Court, I thank you. Please accept our scroll on behalf of the Los Angeles Superior Court. Gretchen Nelson. What can I say about Gretchen that hasn't already been said here tonight? I'm not going to talk about cowboy law. I have to say something to get it out of their system. She's an excellent lawyer. She is an expert in complex litigation. And she's a really, really nice person. Most importantly for me, she is, and for many folks, she is the president of the Los Angeles County Bar, as Danette has mentioned, the largest voluntary bar in the entire United States. As president of the LA County Bar, she's worked hard to support all of the courts of Los Angeles County, and is interested in the entire justice needs of all of Southern California. If I have one accomplishment, and I'll probably only have one, is that working with Gretchen Nelson in a positive fashion has expanded the LA Superior Court's already excellent relationship with the LA County Bar. The LA Superior Court has no greater ally than Gretchen Nelson. On behalf of the court, let me thank you and give you a scroll in small remembrance. I love to have pictures of women kissing me. I'm so lonely. My wife is getting ready to walk out going, you did this 2 years ago, I can't believe you're doing it again. Lastly, and then I'll get off, Bob Filibosian. Bob has really done it all. He's a good lawyer, he's a good chief deputy attorney general, and most importantly from my perspective, he's a good friend of the Los Angeles Superior Court. Most know of his involvement in all of those capacities. Some also know of his abiding interest in making sure the good candidates for appointment to our bench make it to the governor's desk for consideration. One of those governors is here tonight, and that was an important thing for a lot of folks. For his entire career, he has offered wisdom and sage counsel to all those who have sought it, including from me. Those that followed his advice found wonderful success, whether it be career moves or solid legal advice. Many who sit on the bench today owe Bob for the opportunity and the encouragement to seek a judgeship. Over 20 years ago, one of the names he vetted was mine. He later told me that they thought Zuliger was an Armenian name. Obviously, that's how it got through. In any case, and for whatever reason, Bob, on behalf of the entire Los Angeles Superior Court, I thank you, and on behalf of the court, please accept this small ensign of our respect. Thank you, and it has been a pleasure for me to be joining you here tonight. Thank you, Joanne and Roger, for the opportunity, and congratulations to all of the honorees.
Thank you, Steve. Now you all know why I held Steve on such a pedestal, but it's a low pedestal. It's my pleasure now to present you the dynamic duo to present the Person of the Year Awards, the co-publishers of the Metropolitan News Enterprise, Joanne and Roger Grace. Joanne and Roger.
There are judges who sometimes complain about being misquoted by reporters. One reporter was always saying, "Judges would have made up that conversation." I've observed a lot of presiding judges going back to Joe Wagner, and there have been strong ones, not so strong ones. This is the most fun presiding judge. Robert H. Filibosian is, of course, well-known and respected as a civil practitioner with Shepherd, Mullen, Richter, and Hampton. And he's now and again a network television trial analyst, and among his credits also, of course, as being a full-time MC of this dinner. Now, Caesar's, he met Bob in 1973 or 74, and I've known him longer. I first met him in 1972. He was a young deputy district attorney then, and I was even younger, a reporter for the Herald Examiner, and was covering a trial that he was conducting. He was prosecuting a medical doctor who had a tip with his living girlfriend and murdered her. I was impressed by Bob. He was an outstanding advocate. He won a conviction. And as a reporter, I found that he was accessible, helpful, and straight-talking. And he hasn't changed. And nowadays, he gives on sparingly of his time to young associates in his firm. Ms. Berman, I don't know if you've had contact with him, but yes. Miles Berman's daughter can be a witness to that. He gives time and advice to neophyte political candidates and others whom he gives sage advice. And he gives help to people getting where they want to go, if they deserve it in his eyes. One judge during the cocktail reception said that he was instrumental in getting her appointed and referred to him as a young, handsome godfather. So he's sort of the Republican version of Joe Sorrell. Bob was Chief Deputy Attorney General under a first-rate AG, who went on to become truly one of California's greatest governors, and we're honored to have him here tonight, Governor George McMahon.
Around the room, as I'm sure Lee and Gretchen could as well, and thank everyone here
because many, many of you have played a major role in my life, and I know in Lee's and Gretchen's life as well. But if we did that, we'd be here having breakfast tomorrow at the Jonathan Club. While they have a good breakfast here at the Jonathan Club, I don't think anybody wants to stay that long. So I'll just say a few thank yous. First and foremost, to my wonderful wife, Nancy, whose love and wise counsel are the guiding forces in my life. Thank you, Nancy. And our great children, Rob and Janet, Rob's wife, Julia, Janet's husband, Greg, who's in Sacramento attending an intensive course that he's taking for USC, and my sister, Diane, her husband, Tom, and to all the partners and attorneys at Shepherd, Mullen, Richter, and Hampton, many of whom are here tonight. I want to thank all of you for your great support and help over these many, many years. And particularly outside my own family and law firm, my good friend Steve Cooley, who's been my good friend for over 30 years now. And sometimes when Steve talks about me, he refers to me as his mentor, and I'm very honored by that. But my mentor is here tonight, a man who taught me a tremendous amount about public service and about serving the people. And person who really, I think, is the greatest public servant that California has ever had, the great governor of California, George Duke Mason Duke. And thank all of you for being here. And with that, I'll turn it right back to my substitute MC, Larry Crispo.
Rob is being honored then. He's very superstitious. This would have been his 13th year, so he'll do it again next year. Roger, Jordan.
Our next person of the year is an attorney known for her skills, her integrity, but more important, for her commitment to the community. Both the legal community and much, much more beyond that. Years ago, there was an advertising jingle that some of you are old enough to know. Nobody likes Sara Lee. Now, I don't know how true that was because I didn't meet Sara Lee. But if you ask around, nobody doesn't like Gretchen Nelson. As you all know, she's president of Los Angeles County Bar Association, and they have a contingency here tonight. Thank you. I have to admit to you that Gretchen is not the first cowperson. To lead that group. LA County Bar Association's first president, Andrew Glassell, worked when the foundation was born in 1878, and he used to saddle up and survey his vast holdings, including a few thousand acres earned as legal fees. Good legal fees, guys. Really good. Gretchen is not the first cow person to be hailed by us as Person of the Year. That distinction belongs to Victor Chavez, who, with a cracked rib, is not here tonight. But Gretchen is the first LA County Bar President and our first honoree, with a particularly high distinction. Not only does she serve as LA County Bar's president, but she has also served as president of one of my favorite bar groups, the Cowboy Lawyers Association. That was Buckle 19, by the way. In case you don't know this, when you become a cowboy lawyer, you get a buckle number. 150 is out here. I think we got some 3s and 4s, and Joanne's a 19. Thank you very much. This really, truly is an incredible honor. When I was first informed that I was being asked to accept this, I actually was very reluctant to accept it, because in my opinion, it doesn't belong to me. My career and my lifetime is not a measure of my accomplishments, our actions, but it really is the outcome and results of the many incredible people that have I have simply followed and I have emulated. In my former lifetime as a musician wannabe, I came to know a piece that Aaron Copland wrote. Many of you know it. It was a piece that he ultimately entitled Fanfare for the Common Man, primarily because, as he said, the common man was the person really who was doing it all. And they really deserve a fanfare. And I firmly believe that this award really belongs to all of you. It's a fanfare to everyone who came here tonight and those of you who are not able to make it, because really it is you who got me here, and I honestly and truly do not deserve it. It belongs to all of the men and women of the LA County Bar who have turned that institution really into the powerhouse that it is. It was started very much from humble beginnings in the 1800s, when it was started by a group of lawyers who needed a library. And today it is 25,000 plus members who do incredible things every day for this community and for our lives and for the justice system. This award belongs to all of its past presidents, people who I have admired throughout my lifetime, people who I continue to admire, and people who I aspire to be like when I grow up. They include Margaret Morrow, Lee Edmond, who is here tonight, Patty Phillips, Lori Zelon, Robin Meadow, Miriam Krinsky, John Collins, who received this award in past years, Edith Mathai, and many, many more. It also belongs to LA County Bar's prior executive director, Rich Walsh, who many of you know, and to the current director, Stuart Forsyth, and all of the men and the women who work in the bar and who make it to be the organization that it is. Most particularly, it belongs to those incredible men and women who are the officers and board of directors. To Jeanette Myers, there is no greater DA in my humble opinion. To John Mike Anthony, who's an amazing family law lawyer. Alan Steinberger, who is my hero. To Julie Zanders, to Eric Weber, to A.T. Diaz, to Deborah Sachs, Patricia Banky, Ann Park, Robin Yeager, Alex Garib, all of you are amazing people. To John Vanderbilt, to Richard Lewis, Patrick Ashuri, I'm probably forgetting names, and please forgive me. Every day these people take time out of their lives to do something better for our community in large and small ways. It also belongs, this award, to Roger and Joanne Grace, who have long worked in our legal community reporting on the many issues that we confront and speaking out for change where change is necessary, making certain that we all remember the reason for and the significance of the First Amendment. And it belongs to the Cowboy Lawyers, an organization that many of you probably do not understand, because you probably can't figure out why in heaven's name anybody would want to haul a horse all over California, up and down this state, sleeping out under the stars, riding through the valleys and the mountains of this beautiful state, spending a weekend without a shower. I can only say, if you've never done it, you haven't lived. The code of honor, civility, and ethics that I have learned from this incredible collection of cowboys can never be replicated by any other organization, and I thank every single one of you from the bottom of my heart. And it belongs to all the lawyers who taught me to be a lawyer. in particular Marshall Morgan, who could not be here tonight, John McNicholas, who is here tonight, and who I have great respect and love for, to Lee Wendell, who no longer is with us, but who we all, and I'm sure many of you knew Lee and remember him fondly, to Walter Yoko, to Jack Cornwood, an amazing man who, when he was only in his 30s, argued in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, a case that many of you cite to this day, to Mark Seltzer, to Christina Snyder, and to George Solit, my great colleague and a wonderful and dear friend. And it belongs to all of my incredible partners and all of the lawyers at Kreinler Kreinler, who always have my back, to Mark Moeller, to Duke Maloney, who traveled all the way from New York via Kingman, Arizona, which is in Nowheresville, and Stuart Frankel, who is truly somebody who I swear to heaven has more energy than 50 Energizer buddies, to Mark Labaton, to Jack Vett, to Jennifer, to all of you. Thank you so much. Belongs to all of my dear friends, Jeffrey Sachs, Margie Oldendorf, Mary Jack Zanobi, Beth Lippitt, Victor and Marlene Chavez, who could not be here tonight because apparently Victor broke his ribs, to Sonny Miller, to Wilkie Chong and Becky Miller, Terry Kenny and Colleen Smead, Dee Yarnell, Bill and Cheryl Daniels, 150, Buckle 150, to all of you, and to those who could not make it. It belongs to the consumer attorneys, plaintiffs bar that I love and totally enjoy, Amy Solomon, who I don't think is here tonight, but who many of you need to know, get to know, and Tom Girardi and everyone with him, and Anna Menengin, who is here. And it belongs to all the officers and members of the litigation section. You are an incredible group of lawyers. And finally, it belongs to all of those attorneys who go about their business quietly determined to ensure that our system of justice remains strong. I am always struck when I walk down the halls of Stanley Mosque at the enormous number of lawyers who every day slog in and out of those courtrooms. Sometimes they're perfect, sometimes they're not. Sometimes they win, and sometimes they don't. But every day they are out there going to bat for their clients. It belongs to the many judges of our courts. Your work is hard. I'm sure you often get frustrated by the lawyers and the volume of work. We truly do understand what a daunting task it is to juggle the enormity of the issues that come before you, from copyright cases, patent cases, red card, green card cases, family law cases, criminal cases. The importance of the work that you do can never be understated, and we truly love and appreciate everything that you do for us. And we will always have your back. And last but not least, it belongs to my family. My mom is no longer with us. My wonderful sisters, Patrice and Alexandra. My brother-in-law, Cliff. My incredible niece, who drove all the way down from San Francisco, Hannah. And her boyfriend, John. And my nephew, Matt, who is in Washington, D.C. Jean Nelson, who's recently joined our family and who we love. And to my dad, Jim Nelson, who's here tonight, who has taught me more than anyone that the common man and the common woman is an incredible force to be reckoned with. So I accept this for all of you. It is truly your award and not mine.
Lee Alpert is caring. And I don't think that's going to draw any dissent. That pretty much describes him. He cares about civic affairs, about groups that do good, like the Encino Tarzana Regional Medical Center, Genesis LA, and institutions like Woodbury University. He cares about the court system, and he cares about how law is practiced. And most of all, he cares about people. He, like his co-honorees, gives away a considerable quantum of what Lincoln described as lawyer's stock and trade, time and advice. Hi, Lisa. This is my pride and joy, my daughter Lisa Grace. It's no secret that Lee acted as a volunteer mediator in an action that this newspaper brought against one of the presenters at the head table tonight. He succeeded. As a youth, Lee was a street fighter in Detroit. And as an adult, he's a peacemaker. He's possessed of a knack for turning acrimony into harmony. And he's just a born conciliator. He has a sense of humor, a sense of fairness, and another kind of sense, a sense of common sense. Lee is a man much loved by many. His activities are largely confined to the San Fernando Valley, where he's a former president of the San Fernando Valley Bar Association. And I would refer to him as the Dean of the Valley Lawyers, but for the presence here tonight of John Moriarty, who also is, of course, a luminary of the Valley Bar. Maybe your co-deans? Lee said he's a lot older.
I agree.
The San Fernando Valley is where Lee has his law office, and that's where he and Arlene live.
Corporation through the past several years has contributed millions of dollars of cash and New Market tax credits to help poor communities and developing low-income properties in Los Angeles. It's headed by our CEO and President, Nori Harower. Nori's here tonight, and Genesis, thank you very much for your kind support. Next, our friends at Woodbury University that Roger mentioned. They have a beautiful campus located in Burbank. Their Vice President of External Affairs, Don St. Clair, is here representing them. Woodbury, it's the best-known secret in the Valley. So thank you for all you do in terms of educating our community. Sorrell and Associates, I've mentioned Joe Sorrell before. I've learned so much from that man. He's one of last year's recipients, his great partners, and his staff. I want to thank you for all that you've done and for kind of standing by me when we've needed to use your services. You guys are great. And many of you don't know the San Fernando Valley. I won't introduce you to tonight. But my other good friends and people that are here tonight represent a cross-section of our valley. The publisher of the outstanding San Fernando Valley Business Journal, Peggy Matsuda, is here. Significant other, Larry Hayward. Dean Leavenworth, the Vice President of Time Warner Cable, is here with his wife, loving wife, Sandy. Dr. Walter Moser, who you don't know, who's an internationally acclaimed award-winning inventor, and the founder of Precision Dynamics Corporation, is here. Greg Lippy, who is the Chair of Valley Industry and Commerce Association, and his wife Barbara are here, and that's a huge group in the San Fernando Valley that tries to put business right where it's supposed to be. Greg, thank you for joining us. And I see the former Vice President and a Commissioner of the Los Angeles Police Commission, who is a Valley resident with Galpin Motors, the Vice President of Galpin Motors, Alan Stillman. Alan, thank you for joining us. Our older son, Brett, who you'll meet in just a minute, told me not to mention names and introduce people because I'm going to forget somebody and really kick somebody off. But you see how I listen to our kids, right? Just like they listen to me. But I do need to make some of these introductions. Alfred Barney Grant, my firm, whom without it, I just couldn't be here standing here tonight without them. These guys support my activities. They support with finances, with commitments. They're just great people. You know, you can't pay to do what I try and do and others in our firm try and do. You can't pay. You can't get it done. Nobody will do it for the money it costs. So I'd like to introduce my main partners to you. And that is my partner of 26 years. He's a brother and a friend, Gary Barr. Gary. Our younger main partner really ticks both Gary and I off because he's young. Because he's younger and he also enters into these Ironman competitions. He's out of his mind, Adam Grant. And our other partners and associates who are here tonight, I want to thank you all very much for your support. It's great that you're here. You know, most importantly, our family is what really makes us what we are and what we hope to be. And our family consists of part of our members of our firm. So at our family table, we have Donna DeFranza, who has been with us for 20 years, or her husband John. She's our office administrator that came out, and it's just wonderful to see you here. My brilliant, special person, other than my wife, who is in my life, who takes care of me during the day at the office, and who just does everything I need to have done for me. My assistant, Heather Edwards, who many of you know, Heather, on the top of my head. We have two sons by natural birth and one by adoption. And so let me introduce you to our adopted son by choice first. His name is Keith Weaver, and he is really our third son. He's part of our family. And his lovely wife, Fawn, who's our first daughter-in-law. So Keith and Fawn. Next, our son Brett, who is the one who told me not to introduce names because I forget people, who I sincerely thank for being here. He flew in from University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, where he's completing his PhD program and will be returning Sunday morning. So, Brett, thank you very much for being here. We love you. He was our firstborn. Our secondborn is someone who my wife tells me is like me, which is why we sometimes fight. And he is another outstanding young man. His name is Scott Alpert. He's here with his girlfriend, Nancy Velasco. Scott, would you just say hello to everybody? I always tell him he couldn't get into USC, so they went to the University of Arizona. And we compete. So did my wife, though. But we compete. And after college, he found his career path, and he's a member of our finest LAPD. Scott. We're proud of both of our sons, you know. But last but certainly not least, and there are other people I'm going to mention in just a couple minutes. Well, let me mention them first, please. Our Deputy Chief of Police for the City of Los Angeles for the Valley Bureau, who's just a very good friend and who has committed his life to policing our city and making things much better, Mike Moore. Mike. We've got so many other friends and people that are here from other organizations. Dutch Ross, I know, is here from another outstanding community organization. I saw Dutch sitting over there. We spoke earlier. But, you know, when it comes to kind of your life, you always hope that you find a special person that will either mentor you or be with you for the rest of your life. And I've had wonderful mentors without which I couldn't have done it. Which is what has caused me and others, you know, to mentor other young men and women who sometimes need help in the community. I was really fortunate to have that. What I was really blessed was that when I came out to USC in 68, I had the opportunity to meet a lovely lady who still manages to put up with me and looks as beautiful 37 years after as the day that I met her. And so I just want to thank my wife, because when we go together, we are together. And Joanne Gray said something at our table sitting next to me, is that, you know, it's interesting when you talk about certain other people, they mention individual names. But when you talk about, you know, Lee Alpert, you know, Arlene Alpert's name is always mentioned. And that's really true. And that's a, really a blessing, because I can be sometimes difficult to deal with, as I know you can't imagine. That was one of my sons. I don't know which they sound alike, but I'll find out later. But it's really true. And so, you know, when you look back on your life and your practice and you see all the wonderful things that you've achieved and the enjoyment that you've got for being able to help others, which is really kind of what it's all about, it all stems from your family and my upbringing, my parents, my brother. It stems from that, your roots. But it also comes from the person that you marry, if you've had the opportunity to marry someone as wonderful as I have. And she's always been there supporting me, and always. And she's always been there guiding me, calming me when I needed to be calm, or at least trying to calm me when I needed to be calm. And she's been the stability and the balance in my life. So I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to my beautiful wife, Arlene Alpert. Little, but she's mighty. You know, I'm sincerely humbled, and I'm sincerely appreciative of this honor that that the Metropolitan News and Joanne and Roger have bestowed upon me, and our two other honorees. It's just a great honor, and words cannot tell you how proud and how pleased I am. If I've left anybody out that I've introduced, I'm really sorry. I saw Francisco Uribe, who's the president of the EDC, another organization I'm involved with over there. And I'm sure there are others. You know, there's a whole room full of you. So I want to thank you very much. And now, Larry, before you do that, remember what I said, man. Larry, sit down and chill out. When Gretchen and Bob and I had lunch, we decided we wanted to do something special. Okay? Not for us, but for a couple special people. This happens to be the 20th year of these awards. And so we'd like to ask Roger and Joanne Grace to please come up. Now, we know Roger's a little eccentric and he likes to have control, but he doesn't have it right now. So come on, Roger. And I'd ask Heather Edwards, my assistant, if she'd come up and bring and get to our two recipients. Roger and Joanne knew nothing about this. But you know, they are gracious. They always honor others. For 20 years, they've honored others. So we decided that we really wanted to honor them. And what we're presenting them here with is an award. And it kind of, if I could just borrow one of them. Thank you. It looks like a newspaper on the top, if any of you can see it. It's a very thin newspaper. It's kind of like Metropolitan. Metropolitan News has more facts in it, though. And it says, with the beautiful Metropolitan News Enterprise logo, 2 decades of Person of the Year recipients now honor you, Joanne W. Grace, and this says Roger N. Grace, in appreciation of your years of vision, leadership, and, in quote, grace in the media, while providing our community and our legal profession with the finest in journalistic integrity, quality, and unbiased public information. We celebrate the 20th year of this prestigious award conceived under your lifetime of outstanding leadership. January 25th, 2008, from all of your past recipients. So Roger and Joanne, we honor you.
For this 1 year. It's yours next year. We are now in recess until next year. You're all invited to join Roger and Grant and Joanne and the rest of us. Oh, we have some winners of the silent auction. Lydia Nasawa wins the People's Court board game. Can I read all of these? Okay, good, okay. Molly McMurphy won the Vogue Table Book. Vintage Mexican Silver Buckle by Veronica Lopez. A Desk Set by Jeffrey Sachs. A Warhol Visual Art Collection by Molly Murphy. She's a big contender here. Rhonda Zamgachian. How's that, Governor? Not bad, Zamgachian. The limited edition lithograph. Another limited edition lithograph by Steve Cooley. Ooh, $300. Wow, not bad. Wow, how about that, huh? You got a raise, didn't you, recently? Courtroom Crusaders, Jeffrey Sachs. $20. Ooh. An original pen and ink set of Lee Cannon Alpert. $120. By Adam Grant, his two partners. Is that deductible, gentlemen, or not? Okay. Quickly. Jeffrey Sachs, original pen and ink set of Gretchen Nelson. And finally, original pen and ink set of Robert Filibosian by Alan Slotkin. Alan, where are you? Say hello. Okay, thank you all, ladies and gentlemen. Roger, Joanne, and I invite you all to the bar.